Thanks. All right, so we ended off last time that we want to make sort of a comparison between these two Gemaras, right? Our Gemara, and we read through last time, the Gemara says, let's look at the Shechita in slow motion. There's the beginning and there's the middle and there's an end. And the ending is what's Machayev you and Dal Vehei, but the beginning, you're already doing the Avera of offering a sacrifice for Avodah Zarah. So, and that makes it Asur B'Hana. So the beginning makes it Asur B'Hana. By the time you get to the end, which is supposed to be Machayev you and Dal Vehei, it's already Lav D'Mari Ketavach. It's not his anymore because it's Asur B'Hana. So if it's not his anymore, by the time I finish the Shechita, I shouldn't become Chayav and Dal Vehei. That's the Gemara's Kasha. How could a Tevech L'Avodah Zarah be Chayav and Dal Vehei? There's no... By the time you get to the end of the Shechita, it's not his anymore. So if your Gemaras are open, so look in the Gemara just on the facing page. Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. I want to read inside at the two dots. Three lines from the top, four lines from the top. Sheikh Vanim says, Shreif V'Chulu. It's one of those tricky Gemaras where the Iker is the V'Chulu. The Mishnah said, "Ashecher is a treifa." We're not talking about Ashecher is a treifa. But the Mishnah said, "Ashecher is a treifa." Oh, yeah, Ashecher chulin la'avoy dezara. We're talking about Ashecher chulin la'avoy dezara. I'm sorry, Ashecher chulin ba'azara. It's not Joltik. Ashecher chulin ba'azara. Right, a person takes an animal which is not hektish, he brings it into the base of mikdash, into the azara, he shechs it over there. That's an avera, and the meat becomes asur b'hana. So the Tanakhama said that although you're doing an avera in the meat, it's also b'hana, but the shechita is the kashrus of shechita. So l'maisi, you were gonna have a tabach. I stole, right? I'm Shimon. I stole Reuven's shor, and I shechted it. I'm chayav al-dehei for that. Who cares where I shechted it? I shechted it in the azara of the base of mikdash. I wasn't allowed to do that. The meat is not going to be able to eat it now because of the avera of chulin b'azara. But I still did. I did the gonna have a tabach. So the Tanakhama and the Mishnah said I'm chayav al-dehei. But Reb Shimon said, Reb Shimon poiter b'shnei elu, right? Mishnah said that Reb Shimon patters these two cases of Ninsei Strefa or Chulun Bazara. So in the case of Chulun Bazara, he patters because even though your Shechita is the Kashra Shechita, the meat would have been kosher if the only area of the Torah that we're interested in was Hilcha Shechita. The meat would be kosher. But Lamaisa, there's another area of the Torah. There's a parasha called Chulun Bazara where the meat becomes Asbana. So this Shechita, Lamaisa, didn't make the meat kosher because of this Zaitiger Isser, this side Isser. So that makes it a Shechita She'in Ru'uyu. So Reb Shimon says that you're Pater. On that, so really on the Tanakhama, who says that you're Chayev a Knas of Dal Vehei for that, Omele Reb Chavivi Mechizno Reb Ashi, Reb Chavivi Mechizno said to Reb Ashi, Shemami Noa Inun L'Shechita El L'Besayf. That from here we have a proof to this discussion that comes up in various places in Shas, Maseches Chulin and elsewhere, about whether the process of Shechita, well, like we described last time, you can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, as you're doing the Shechita, from when the time that the knife first touches the neck and it penetrates the skin, till as it goes through and it has to reach the windpipe and the veshet and it has to cut through them until it goes through roiv of each of those two pipes. Even though, yes, it's very quick, but there is a duration, right? You can 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There is a duration. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara in Chulin whether, as you are, if in this imaginary counting to five, when you're saying 1, 2, 3, is that called a ma'aseh shechita, or is it only considered a shechita when you reach the end? And the Gemara in Chulin says an afkamina would be in the Chulin ba'azara. If somebody is shechting a behema shal Chulin in the azara, but he's walking out of the azara and he's walking as he's shechting, and he's shechting and begins the shechita in the azara and he completes the shechita out of the azara. If you hold in the shechita el l'b'seif, that the shechita is only called shechita at the final moment, the completion of the shechita, that's called shechita. Then when the Torah gives a leisasa, thou shalt not do a shechita in the azara, that means thou shalt not complete a shechita in the azara. But doing a part of a shechita that's not the ending, that's not included in the leisasa. But if you hold yeshna l'shechita mitchila b'atzeif, that it is considered a shechita from beginning to end, then the part that I was doing in the azara, although I didn't do a complete shechita, I didn't do as much shechita as one could possibly do, but I did shechita. What I was doing was called shechita. So then I was over on the leisaset. And likewise, le'inyin the iser hana. The iser hana will then be chal on the meat. If you hold ein l'shechita el l'b'soif, then you only did a shechita out of the hazara, then the meat's going to be kosher. But if you hold yesh shechita b'chil v'atzeif, so you were doing some shechita to this animal in the hazara, then the meat's going to be asa. So now, our Rav Chaviv Mechazno said to Rav Ashi, that l'chayra, our Mishnah is a raya, the ein l'shechita el l'b'soif, meaning that this Shchitas Chulin Ba'azara only becomes a Shchitas Chulin Ba'azara Lebesayif, in the last moment. Even though over here we're not talking about someone that was walking out of the Azara. Over here the whole thing was done in the Azara. I gave you the simple Nafka Mina from the question of whether the whole Shchita is called a Shchita or just the ending is called a Shchita. The simple Nafka Mina is when it's done on the way out. The beginning was inside and the ending is outside. But that's not the case over here. The case over here is he did a Shchita in the Azara. He's not going anywhere. He's sitting in the Azara and he shechts an animal. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that this Mishnah is a Raya that Einel Shchita El Lebesayif. Why? The E. Yeshen Shchita M'chilvat Seif. Because if you would take the other position, the Yeshen Shchita M'chilvat Seif, the beginning of the Shchita is also called a Shchita, meaning when you're counting 1, 2, 3 and you're shechting it in the Azara, that's an Avera of Shchita Shchulim Ba'azara. Then Kiven the Shachet Ba'Porta, the word Porta means a little bit. Once you shecht it a little bit, Asra, you Asra'd it, because like we said before, if you hold the Asra Shchita M'chilvat Seif, Lu Yitzir, the ending was outside, it would anyway be Asar. Gradu, we're not talking about a case where the ending is outside. We're talking about where the whole thing is inside. But once you know that even had the ending been outside, it would anyway become Asar, that means that what I did, the first half, was enough to make it Asar. So after, let's say, if we call it, for make believe, let's call it 5 seconds. After the first second, it's already Asar Bahana. Then I continue shechting. At the end of 5 seconds, I complete the Shechita, and now I should become Chayav Dalet Vehei for what I just did at, as we said, number 5. For that, I'm supposed to be Chayav Dalet Vehei. But at that point, it no longer belongs to the owner, because it already became Asar Bahana. And again, we're working with the assumption, we'll take for argument's sake, that once it's Asar Bahana, it no longer belongs to the owner. So, Kima the Shechav Apurta Asra, once you shechted a little bit, the very beginning of the Shechita, that makes it Asar. Iduch, the rest of the Shechita, like the Marketavach, it's no longer the owner's, so why you chayav dal v'hei? And again, the Kasha, clearly, Rav Chavivi says, he doesn't have a Kasha on the Mishnah. He's just saying that the Mishnah is a Raya to the man the Amar, Einu Shechita El B'Soif. De'isal Kedaitach, because if you would say, Yesh Shechita B'Chil V'Atsoif, I would have a Kasha on the Mishnah. The kasha on the Mishnah is only a kasha if you hold yeshna at the beginning, the porta, the beginning, the first little bit, is also called a shechita. Then there's a chalais iser hana before you complete the chiyav dal v'hei. But if you hold yeshna shechita, if you'd hold einel shechita el b'seif, then nothing becomes aser until it's all done. By the time it's all done, you chayav dal v'hei. So then everything's good. The Mishnah, meaning the Tanakam of the Mishnah, that says you chayav a kanas of dal v'hei over here. The Tanakam of the Mishnah is fine if you hold einel shchita el b'seif. But if you would hold yeshna shchita el b'seif, then we'd have this problem that kivin the shachar b'purta asra, the beginning makes it asra, and then the end is a lav demar ketavach. So Chavivi Mechaz Noah had this kasha. He asked Rav Ashi. Rav Huna Rei de Rava answers. So, okay, there's two steps here. Rav Huna Rei de Rava wanted to answer, Ki kemachayev hu porta. Well, maybe the chiyav of dal v'hei also comes for that first moment. Amalei Rav Ashi, like Sidchi. Rav Ashi says, no, you can't say that. V'tfachay kulay b'inan. The Torah says, v'tfachay, so that's clear that even if you hold yeshna l'shchita m'chila v'atzeif, but the chiyav dal v'hei only comes for a completed shchita. V'laka sa'el ha'kasha, so the kasha comes back. Amalei. And then Rav Ashi said, "Hachi Rav Gamda, Mishmei the Rav, Kagoyin Sheshachat Mixas Imanim Bachutz VeGamer Mifnim." But the case of the Mishnah is actually a case similar to what I was describing before, just in the opposite direction. That not right. I was describing before someone that's on his way out. Rav said that the Mishnah could be talking about a case of somebody who's on his way in. It talks about Chulam Azara, but the Purta, the first little bit that we were tiny was supposed to ask for, no, that was Takadon outside the Azara. Only the completion is done inside the Azara, so the two chiyuvim come together. It didn't become Asr until you finished the Shechita, because that's the only part that you did inside. Fine. The answer of the Gemara is not important for us. That we'll tackle when we get to that Gemara. But we see that the Gemara over there had a Kasha, that the beginning of the Shechita makes it Asr. Bahana. Once it's Asr Bahana, you can't be Chayav Dal V'Hei for it anymore. By the time you get to the end of the Shechita, it's Lav Demare Katavach, and no longer belongs to the owner, that which you shechting. So you shouldn't be chayav kasha dal v'hei. That's the Gemara's kasha on Ayin Beis, but it's predicated on the Yisal Kedaitach Yeshna L'Shchitim Chidu V'Atzoif. But if you hold anal shkita el b'soif, then the Mishnah was good. That's the Gemara in Ayin Beis. Now we turn back to Ayin Aleph. V'rameyir on the third line from the top of my machayev shaychel avodah zara. Why is he said the yichayev when you shech the geneva for avodah zara? Kivin the shech about purta. Once you shecht a little bit the first mashahu, right? You count one and you did a little bit of shkita. So you already answered it. Idich the rest of it, 2, 3, 4, 5, isuria nahu. When you do that part of the shkita, it's already asur hanav. V'lo yidemari katavach. So it doesn't belong to the owner. What you're shechting isn't his anymore because it's asur hanav. So why, and as we know, you're not chayav dal dahein until you get to the ending. So why then are you chayav over here, kanas of dal dahein? So, okay, I was talking very fast till now because it was all just repeating what we were talking about yesterday. We have the Gemara and Ayin Aleph asking the same kashya as the Gemara and Ayin Beis, that it's a case of Yisuri Hanah. So there's a variety of different Yisuri Hanah. Over here is the Yisuri Hanah of Takrevis and Vaydazara. Over there is the Yisuri Hanah of Sheikh Yichulim Ba'azara. But the basic structure of the kasha is that if we're dealing with the Shechita, the Asa Zipahanah, so we have a problem. You're not Chayav Dal Behe on Yisuri Hanah, and the beginning of the Shechita makes it into Yisuri Hanah. By the time you get to the end of the Shechita, which is the part that's supposed to be Chayav Dal Behe, it's already Yisuri Hanah, and you can't be Chayav Dal Behe for Yisuri Hanah because it's Lav Demari Katavach. Same kasha. But on Ayin Beis, the Gemara says it's not a kasha stam. It's only a kasha because there's a manda. Oh, Marim Maseches Chulin that holds Yeshin al Shechit Mechid Levad Soif. On him, it's a kasha. Our Gemara just asks the kasha stam. So Zot Rashi, that Rashi says that's what you have a Rashi for. Rashi says, of course, our Gemara doesn't mean any different than the Gemara on Ayin Beis. The Gemara on Ayin Beis says it's not a kasha unless you hold Yeshu Shechidu B'chidu V'atzayif. So our Gemara also means to be asking the man Amar Yeshu Shechidu B'chidu V'atzayif. Our Gemara didn't speak it out. Okay, Gemaras are not so easy all the time. So that's why I need a Rashi. Rashi speaks it out. Rashi tells us that our Gemara means that this kasha is a kasha if you hold Yeshu Shechidu B'chidu V'atzayif. That's the Rashi inside. Kim the Shechab Apurta on the second line in Rashi. Kim the Shechab Apurta Itzera. Once you shecht a little bit, becomes Asur Mishum Zivchei Mason because of the Itzer of a carbon of Avodah Zarah. The Kasalka Daitach, because the Gemara is assuming, meaning that which the Makshin asked this Kasha, it's making the assumption that Yeshna Lashchita Mitchil of Atzaif. We're working with the assumption of Yeshna Lashchita Mitchil of Atzaif, Umitchil Lassan Nesser. So once you do the beginning of the Shchita, it becomes Asur Mishum Zivchei Mason because of this Itzer Zivchei Mason, that means a carbon for Avodah Zarah. But regarding the Knas Dal Vehei, Shvach Kula Beinon, you need to complete the whole Shechita Kedamin El Kavan, like the Gemara says later on, in that same Gemara, in Ayin Beis. So Kigamar Lo, when he completes the Shechita, Lav Demar Ketavach, when he's shechting no longer belongs to the owner, Shekvar Ibda Mimenu Kedim Shechita, he already made it lost from the owner before he did the Shechita, meaning before he did the whole Shechita. But Nesra Lo, when it became Asur Banan, the owner. Okay, let's pause over there in Rashi. So Rashi's approach in these two Gemaras that we have side by side is to equalize them. That our Gemara really means the same as the Gemara in Ayin Beis. There's obvious, if you call it a kasha, it's not like we're chopping him on something, just sort of a reason why one might not want to learn like Rashi, and that is, why did the Gemara say it? I mean, the Gemara is not shy to speak out this machlokes. The Gemara on the next Amud speaks it out. When the Gemara wants to tell us that the kasha is only the man the Amar Yesh Shechid Mechid Levatzayif, the Gemara says so. So how come our Gemara didn't speak it out like the Gemara on Ayin Beis spoke it out? You know, if it would be the other way around, it maybe would be more acceptable. If the Gemara on Ayin Aleph had spoken it out, then the Gemara on Ayin Beis doesn't speak it out. So okay, the Gemara was being makatzer because we just had it. What do you have to repeat it for? But this is a little bit strange. Well, the Gemara is being Makatsa over here because it's relying on the following Gemara. It's relying on Rashi to teach us the following Gemara. Okay. You know, it's not a kasha on Rashi. After all, you know, the Gemara's, the discussions in the Gemara are not necessarily presented in the order in which they happened. They're presented in the order of the Mishnah. Lamaisa, when the Tanayim, when the Amirayim were discussing the next part, we have real people in that Gemara of Chavivi. And Ravashi, in their conversation, Rav Chavivi spoke it out. And over here, there were other Amirayim in a different basement, just talking about this part of the Mishnah. And when they said over this kasha, they didn't speak out all the details. They expected their listeners to understand. It's not a kasha. It's just something a little bit strange. That our Gemara, if our Gemara also really means that we're asking on the man to Amar, yes, why didn't our Gemara say it? So Tosfos over here says, just the opposite of Rashi. Tosfos over here says, no, our Gemara is making a contrast to the Gemara on Ayin Beis. We're asking in the Kasha Stam because the Kasha is a Kasha L'Kuli Alma. This is regardless of what you hold about the man, about the Machlokes, Yeshna or Einol, Shchitim, Mechila, Vat, Seif. Places. Kim the Shachar Bapurta Asra, Afilu L'man D'Amar Einol, Shchita, Ela, L'Besoif. Even if you hold Einol, Shchita, Ela, L'Besoif, Neseris Bapurta Kama, still will become Asra with the first little bit. Sha Isra Tali B'Maisa V'Loi B'Shchita. Because over here, the Isser is taloi on the Maisa rather than on the Shechita. Brings a proof of sorts from the Gemara in Chulin. This Gemara should be familiar to you. We had this in Taisus Amud Aleph, where the Gemara over there is making a contrast between Mishtachave and Shechet. The Gemara says that if somebody's Mishtachave, he doesn't aser it because in Adam Oisir Davar She'ini Shaloi. But nevertheless, if he's sheichit behemas chaveri, he does aser it because he did a ma'isa. Doing a ma'isa is more substantial, and you can ask even a davar sheini shalai. So Tosfos brings that gemara. Avakav shamar mishtach behemas chaveri like asra asra ma'isa asra. It's hard to understand exactly what Tosfos means to show from that gemara that this is a ma'isa as opposed to mishtachave, which is not a ma'isa. Okay, very nice. What does that tell me? Over here is using the word ma'isa as opposed to shechita, right? Over here, ha'isr toli b'ma'isa v'loi b'shechita. That's very confusing. The Gemara over there is using the word ma'isa equivalent to shechita. Over there, shechita is defined as a ma'isa. The word ma'isa as opposed to is how we describe a shechita as opposed to heshachava, being mishtachav, bowing down to him, and that's not a ma'isa. But shechita, that's a ma'isa. So that Gemara calls shechita a ma'isa. Tosfos brings that Gemara to support the contention that ha'isr toli b'maisa v'loi b'shchita, as if maisa means something different than shchita. The Tosfos is really not so hard to make out. No, I'm sorry, not so easy to make out what Tosfos means by this chiluk, this expression toli b'maisa v'loi b'shchita, and the havana why Tosfos is saying that over here the isr should be even l'man d'amar. It's made a little bit more clear in the Ravid. The Ravid also learns like Tosfos. The Ravid is not on our Gemara, but on the Gemara Daf Ayin Beis. It's the Ravid that was on the Maror Mekayim Sheet. It's the Ravid on Daf Ayin Beis. And he speaks out that the Gemara over there is only asking the man Amar Yesh Shechit Rebchit Levatsev, even though the Gemara Ayin Aleph asked Stam, and he took it that as being self-explanatory, that means the kasha is l'kuli alma, even if you hold Einol Shechita Ela B'Seif. And the way he explains it, I'm not sure if I have his lashon here. Okay, the way that the Ravid. The way the Ravid explains it is as follows. That we're interested in Yeshon Shechita Mechila V'Saif or Einol Shechita Ela B'Saif when we're talking about an Isser that Nesar Mepnei Shem Zvicha. It's the fact that you're doing a Shechita that makes the Isser. The Pasuk says, Ki yirchak mukha makayim v'zavachta. The Pasuk talks about shechting an animal. It says, Ki yirchak mukha, and Chazal dashin b'richak makayim v'zavach, v'yatazavach b'kirav makayim, that you're not allowed to do a shechita in the Azara. What's the shame ha'isr? What's the aveira? What aren't you allowed to do with animals in the Azara? You're allowed to do, and again, an animal of chulin. You're allowed to do anything you want. I mean, the Azara is maybe not the place to make a circus, but if you wanted to train your animal to juggle balls, and you're doing that in the Azara, there's nothing wrong with that. there's just one thing you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to shech the animal. So what's the shame ha'isser? Shechita. So then, Zot Deraavad, then we have to zero in on what's the correct definition of shechita. Yes, shechita mechitza v'sefer, ain't shechita ela v'sefer. When it comes to zivchei mesim, right? That way, we're talking in our Gemara about the animal becoming aser v'hana because you shechted el shem avodah zarah. What's the avera? The avera is that you're worshiping avodah zarah with it. That you're offering it as a sacrifice to avodah zarah. Let's be maybe a little more specific. About you can bear down to it, that'll also aser, but you're not doing that, you're shechting it. So the avera is that you're offering it as a sacrifice to avodah zarah. Let's say you would offer it as a sacrifice by shooting it. You know, in our religion, you can't offer sacrifices like that. But if, let's say, if you made up a religion where you worshipped your idols by shooting the animals, then of course the animal will become a samahana when you do that. Even though, you know, if the rav that's standing there and watching the shechita would say, no, puzzle. It's a puzzle of shechita. But what do we care what the rav has to say? This is avodah zarah. It's not Yiddishkeit. The issur is totally on that I'm offering a sacrifice for avodah zarah. So theoretically, you could do that without a shechita altogether. If you're killing it l'shem avodah zarah, then that makes it into zivchei mesim. So therefore, Zot Deraavad, the idea that any part of the shechita, even purti, even the first little bit, should make it aser. That's regardless of what you hold about shechita. Even if you hold ein l'shechita ela l'b'sayif. So when you did that first little bit, if we want to check off a box, did you do a shechita? Meaning for those dinim in the Torah that are totally on shechita, it's debatable, right? There's one man that would say, no, you didn't do a shechita. But are you worshipping the avodah zarah with this? Definitely you are. So that issur is not totally on a shame shechita. It's totally on a shame zivchei mesim. It's totally on a shame avodah zarah. You're worshipping. You're sacrificing. So therefore, that's there. The shachat bapurta is going to make the issur l'kul yalma, even if you hold ein l'shechita ela l'b'sayif. The shame shechita is only l'b'sayif. So we assume that totally on shechita. Like for example, chulin ba'azara. Another example is shudei chutz, the opposite, right? You take kachem and you shach it outside, but there also, the issur is shechita. What aren't you allowed to do? You're not allowed to do shechita. If I do a partial shechita, so then it's subject to this machlokes. Not everyone defines that as a shechita. I'm only going to be chayav, I'm only going to trigger the dinim if it satisfies the halachic definition of a shechita. But zivchei mesim, we're not so concerned with the halachic definition of a shechita. It's about worshipping avodah zarah, and if you mean to be worshipping avodah zarah and killing it l'shem avodah zarah, then any part of the killing makes it into avodah zarah. So the Ravid says that's why our Gemara doesn't speak out that it's asking l'man da amar ein l'shchita l'man. I'm sorry, l'man da amar yesh l'shchita mechila v'atzayif. And that's, I guess, what Tosis means. Tosis says, even if you hold that it's only called a shechita when you're finished, nevertheless, that serves for to come up, it would still become also with the first little bit. What he means is, he means the word maisa over here to mean a much more general term. Anything that you do, I don't care if it has a shame shechita, as long as you did something, l'shem avodah zarah. So whatever it is that you did, you don't call it a shechita, don't call it a shechita. But if you did a l'shem avodah zarah, and it's an act of sacrificing, so then it will become aser. So certainly cutting its neck is sacrificing it for avodah zarah, is killing it for avodah zarah. So that's enough, that's a maisa of worshipping and killing l'shem avodah zarah. So therefore it's going to become aser. And it's not totally b'shechita, because this is not an iser shechita like chulin ba'azara. Shechita, so there the iser is shechita chulin ba'azara. But this is not an iser of shechita. This is an iser of worshipping avodah zarah, sacrificing for avodah zarah. So that's what this means. That's totally b'maisa v'loy b'shechita. Yeah, Ari?
I feel like it makes more sense this way. Why would Rashi think that it has to do with
shechita? Okay, good question. So go back to Rashi. Why would Rashi say that this is only totally, this kasha is only l'man da'amar yeshon shechita mechila v'atzayif? Don't call it a shechita. If I would shoot it with a gun, the stomach would, I would have this din. So the truth is, it's taloi. It gets a little bit involved in Avodah Zarah sugyas, but this svara that the Rebbe says, I'm presenting it, but a little bit I'm oversimplifying because it's not our sugya. That means there is a hill a din shchita in Avodah Zarah. What do I mean? There's din shchita by Avodah Zarah. Just very bekitzer, there are avodas that. Rashi and Chumash brings this down. I don't remember now offhand where, but the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Rashi and Chumash brings down when you worship, when I worship something, so it becomes Asur B'Hana. The Gemara over there is actually not talking about the Isra and Noah, I'm talking about the Chiyav Misa. When I worship Eitz Ve'Even, I'm Chayav Misa, right? What kind of worship? What about if I take a ribbon and I tie a bow. I worship this camera. I take a ribbon, I tie a bow, and I attach it to the camera. So I'm a chayav misa for that. So the Gemara says there's two categories of avodas. There are some avodas for which you chayav only if it's avodas bekach. That some meaning if the whole religion that worships cameras shows their devotion by tying bows, then I'm chayav misa. But if most people worship their cameras by sending them emojis, and I am the only person that goes and ties a bow and puts it on the camera, I'm not chayav misa for that. But there are certain avodas, the avodas pnim, those things that we do for the Bnei Olam, in the Beis HaMikdash, those things you're chayav for, even if you do them to a God who's not avodas b'kach. So let's say again, all the camera worshippers worship by sending emojis. I take an animal and I slaughter it, l'shem the camera, I'd be chayav for that. Chayav misa. Because that's one of the avodas pnim. So there is a hilchas shchita, which is negeya to avodah zarah. So if we would drill down a little bit further, the machlokes Rashi Tosfos might have to do with whether that distinction that was said l'gavi l'chayav misa is also true l'gavi the iser hanah, but that's getting too, that's too far out of our sugya. But you're right. We do need to, you know, after this explanation, that tzarech beer for Rashi, that's probably what it's totally on, and, you know, there would be some shayla in that sugya that they'd be arguing about. Okay, now let's come to the other half of this line that, the Gemara says, the kivin d'shachav apurta asra, the shechita, the beginning of the shechita, makes it aser. Okay, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos about whether everyone hold that way, only one man number will hold that way. But the Gemara over here makes the statement that the beginning of the shechita makes it aser. And then the rest of the shechita, the Gemara says, you should be pot, you shouldn't be chayav da'al hey, because once it's aser b'hana, lav demari katavach. Now, there's no Rashi here on those words. And l'chayra, they need a pshat, they need a taich. You know, what's the if A then B here in this Gemara? Because it became Aser, so lav demari katavach. It's not his anymore. Clearly, not all things that are Aser are not yours. Right? I mean, if I go to the store and I accidentally buy a pork chop and I bring it home, it's mine. If somebody steals it from me, he's chayav. He has to return. He has to pay for it. He could be chayav kefil also. Obviously, that's mine. Our Gemara says that since with the beginning of the shechita asra, he makes it asr. Therefore, lav demari katavach. What he's shechting doesn't belong to the owner anymore. So, what do you mean it doesn't belong to the owner? So, the pashup pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara is saying, well, this Isser over here, of course, is not similar to the Isser of Behemoth Tameya, right? My pork chop. What's the difference between this Isser and this Isser Behemoth Tameya? Very good. This is not just an Isser Achila, this is an Isser Hana. And what the Gemara means to say is that Isseri Hana, Alav Demar and Katavach. Now this is... I used the expression yesterday, a shas sugya. This is another one. Right? We were talking about a shas sugya yesterday about whether the Durabonans affect the Erises. Here's another shas sugya. Is there bailus on Isseri Hana? It's talked about in so many places. But this Gemara seems to be making a very clear statement. That's the Rashash. here in the back of the Gemara, the Rosh Hash says that Muchach Mikan, you have Mufurish Raya, he knows that. I mean, he knows that he's not like discovering a new Yesoid. He means that this old Yesoid, that there's a Machlaikis Rishonim and Kedushin and Machlaikis, there's a discussion of the Ksais and the Shar HaMelech and you know, a lot of Rishonim Achronim in different places that weigh in on it. There's a lot of raid on it. And the Rosh Hash means, and I'll fill you in on some of that in a moment, but the Rosh Hash says, isn't a straightforward Gemara? The words of the Gemara. How do you touch the words? Given the Porta Asra, with the first little bit, one, two, he was penetrating a little bit, he was cutting through, he made an Asr Bahana, Idruch, and then the rest of the Lab Gemara Ketavach. It doesn't belong, he's shaking something that doesn't belong to the owner. Why doesn't it belong to the owner? Who made a Kenyan over here? Whose is it? Not the owner's. What do you mean it doesn't belong to the owner? Talk to Rosh Hash. The simple reading of the Gemara is, and Isser Hana makes it not belong to the owner. That there's ownership on things that you're allowed to use. Things that you're not allowed to use. Anything that the Torah took off limits. And not like Behemoth Tamei that you're not allowed to eat it. Or like Shatnez that you're not allowed to wear it. There are lots of things that I'm restricted. There are things I'm not allowed to do. But it's not completely out of, I have no access, right? Behemoth Tamei, Shatnez, those aren't Isser Hana. I'm allowed to sell them. So those, there's no question about ownership. But anything the Torah said is Asr Bahana, that you're not allowed to get any Hana out of it, you don't own it anymore. The Torah says that that's not yours. It's the Svara behind it is that ownership means the, you know, control over it, the power to decide what gets done with it. If you're not allowed to do anything with it, so that power has been removed from you. So that means the Torah took it away. It no longer belongs to you. There's another Gemara that seems to make this statement. And since it's Shleishim Yom Lefnei Achag, so we'll bring it in Yana D'Yoma. It's called Shoyel Ke'inyan, 30 days before Pesach. Anytime you talk about something in Pesach, that's the din of being Shoyel Ke'inyan. The Gemara in Pesachim Davav is talking about Bitul Chametz. When are we mivatel the chametz? So we do right. Kol chamira chamira dika reshusi libatel havihefka ka'ara da'ara ka'ara da'ara. When do you say that? You say it at night when you finish the bedika, and you say it again in the morning after you burn the chametz. The Gemara asks the kasha: why don't you say it later in the day? Why don't you say it at chatzos or in the sixth hour? And the Gemara answers: because it's already asr b'hana. And once it's Asr B'Hana, you can't be Mevatel anymore. Why not? The Gemara says the Lashon, that Shnei Dvarim Einam Bershusei Shel Adam V'Asan HaKotav Ki'ilu Heim Bershusei Ve'ilu Heim Bar Bershusei Rabim V'Chamis V'Pet V'Chamis Achashei Shais. Chametz, after the Zman of the Yisra arrived, you really don't own it. It's not yours anymore. Einam Bershusei Shel Adam. So the Gemara says it's a little bit of a paradox because there's a leisas in the Torah, lay yirav, lay yimatzei, which you're only over if it's yours, right? If I take my chametz and I throw it into your house, so now it's sitting there on your table, that doesn't make you over on lay yirav, lay yimatzei, even though you see it, but it's not yours. Lay yirav, lay yimatzei means you're not allowed to see your chametz. So essentially it means, and it's not totally unseeing, essentially it means that you're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. But the Gemara says that you really never own chametz on Pesach because, by definition, it's an impossibility to own chametz on Pesach because it's usur. So it's ainim b'shus shel adam. You don't, even if you have a loaf of bread and Pesach arrives and you do nothing with the bread. You're sitting there staring at the bread. It's on your dining room table. It's for erev Pesach in the morning. You do nothing with it. Now it's the afternoon. Now it's the late seder, and you're still looking at the same loaf of bread, but you don't own it anymore. In the morning, you owned it, but then it becomes usur. No, you don't own it anymore. So how do you over about your Rabbi Yamatze? Even though over here this person is blatantly violating the Torah's Isser, but how's he over about your Rabbi Yamatze? He doesn't own it because it's Asr B'Hana. That's the Gemara says. That's really any Mishu Shul Adam V'Asoi HaKosak Ilu Hubershu Seid Le'inim Ba'yir Rabbi Yamatze. That it's really like make-believe. The Torah makes believe that it's yours, Le'inim that you're over about your Rabbi Yamatze, but it's not really yours because it's Asr B'Hana. It can't be yours. The Gemara says this to respond to why don't we wait till later for the bittul? The Gemara says you can't do the bittul later. Sorry, the Gemara says this in response to the kasha of why do you have to be mevatel your chametz before Pesach? Why don't you wait to see if you find something? Well, why? You've been about the chametz before Pesach because we're worried. Then maybe you'll find something in the middle of Pesach. Maybe you'll move over a chair and you'll find underneath a cookie that's waiting for you. So therefore we're telling you to be mevatel l'chametz before Pesach. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why don't you just be mevatel l'chametz when you find the cookie? So the Gemara says at the time that you find the cookie on Pesach, you can't be mevatel anymore because it's not in your shus. In order to be mevatel it, which is being mafkir or something similar to being mafkir, you need ownership in order to, like, to make kinyonim, in order to be maknet to someone or to be makdashit or to be mekadesh anisha, you need to have ownership over it. So too, to be mafkir, you have to have ownership on it. And since once the chametz becomes aser, you have no more ownership. I have no ownership. How you ever buy your rabbi? That's the terrorist make believe. But you really have no ownership over it. Therefore, you can't be mafkrid. You can't be mevatel. That's why we have to be mevatel before this man. That's the Gemara Pesachim. So again, it's a little bit of a complicated Gemara. But what we need from there is the Gemara seems to be working with an assumption that Isuri Hana are not yours. They don't belong to you. And that's a simple pshat on our Gemara also. So our Gemara is a very straightforward Gemara. If you take that Yesoyed, that you see from the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara says the Chametz Pesach is Einei B'Shusay. Once it becomes Asav Hanah, it's Einei B'Shusay. You no longer own it. So then you have no problem with our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying something very straightforward. Kivin the Shach of Aporta, so you shecht it a little bit, so it becomes Asav Hanah. V'idich lav de Merketavach. Then when you shecht the rest of it, it doesn't belong to the owner anymore because it's Asav Hanah. Yisuri Hanah have no ownership. It's not his. This is Zibchei Mesim. It's the Krevis Havei Dezara. There's no ownership on the Krevis Havei Dezara. So how can I be chayav dal v'hei? I'm Shimon. I steal Reuven's shar. I shecht Reuven's shar. For that, I'm chayav dal v'hei. But if the shar that I'm shechting is not Reuven's anymore, then I can't be chayav kasha dal v'hei. That's the Gemara's kasha. Very straightforward. It's a straightforward kasha. It's an easy Gemara to understand if you hold like that. You say that there's no bias on Yisuri Hana. Problem is that it's by no means Deborah Parshut, that there's no bias by Yisuri Hana. You know, like yesterday, again, we were talking about that Shas Sugya. I said, let's go through a like bullet point kind of a checklist of Mar Mekaymais. So I'll do that again. I'll throw out a few Mar Mekaymais, even though we're not really going to talk about all these Mar Mekaymais and try to be Miyash of all them together. But just to help illustrate that, you know, the broadness of the issue and to give you some familiarity with some of the key Mar Mekaymais, there's a mission in Kedushin Daf Nun Vav that says that if somebody is Mekadesh and Isha with Yisuri Hanah, she's Einu Mekudeshes. Okay, that sounds straightforward, right? Because Yisuri Hanah, she can't do anything with it. She's Einu Mekudeshes. Correct taste is the Kasha. Einu Mekudeshes. Why? Because she can't, let's say, I give her a cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, you know, is Yisuri Hanah. Bas B'chalav, the only, among all the forbidden, all the Kashas laws, the only one that's Yisuri Hanah is Bas B'chalav. So if I give her a cheeseburger, it's Yisuri Hanah, so she's Einu Mekudeshes. But the Gemara says in Pesachim that one and in Tamura that if you take this cheeseburger and you burn it and then it becomes ashes, the Isser goes off. The Isser is only on the food as long as it's present, but once it gets burnt up, the Isser goes off. I take it back, cheeseburger is not the best example for that, but by some Isseri Hanah, we're not going into the project, let's just use that for argument's sake. So Frek Taisvis, it may not, you know, the cheeseburger, let's say, is worth $5. And when it's burnt up and it's turned into ashes, so you wouldn't still get $5 for it. Maybe you just get 5 cents for it. But you could be Mekadesh Nisha with 5 cents. 5 cents is a pruta. So why is she eating Mekadesh? I'm giving her a cheeseburger. Good, it's not so useful as a cheeseburger because Bas B'chal V'dat V'hanah. But it's useful as ashes. You can, I don't know what you do with ashes, but you could, I don't know, you make suits with ashes. You could, in the olden days, you used to be able to make blackface with it. Nowadays, that's also Asav Hanah. But there's things you could do with ashes. So what's the, you know, so that says it's kasha. Why is she eating with ashes? So Tosfos gives a variety of answers. Tosfos says maybe the teretz is that if you would burn it and turn it into ashes, it wouldn't be worth 5 cents anymore. It would be worth half a cent. It's not a shavah pruta. Or maybe the Tosfos, even though it would be worth 5 cents, but since she thinks that you're being Mekadesh over something that's worth $5, so she's not saying Mekadesh over something that's only worth 5 cents.
Why
would
it be in the case of it's can't be the Hanah that you're getting from the burning it?
No, you can't get Hanah from the burning. Okay, if you're burning the Yisuri Hanah, you can't warm your hands by the fire. that's being nana from Yisuri Hana.
Didn't those have like a lashon that like we had nothing in nan?
Oh, that's a different kasha. That's a different kasha. You're right. I was skipping, I think, to the second kasha of Taisa. I think Taisa is, it's one kasha, why can't it be nana from the Afer? Taisa is another kasha, which Eliezer mentions, that isn't it mutrak upon a midday raisa to be nana shaloki derechana asai? Shaloki derechana asai, when the Torah asks something about hana, it's only asar kiderechana asai. So can't she get, so you're not allowed to eat the cheeseburger, but maybe there's other things that you could do with it that are shaloki derechana asai. That Achapanami Deraisa should be mutter. So he says that kasha, and he gives a variety, these types of terutzim. This, I think, three terutzim. And Taisa says there's two kashas, three terutzim. But the gist of the whole thing is that Taisa is understanding that the reason why you can't, why Hamakadesh Mitzri, not Inim Kadeshes, is because it's not worth anything. Frek Taisvis, the Israel, no, it's not so absolute, it's not so airtight. There are ways of getting a legal hano out of it, so isn't it still worth a pruta? That's why he says kasha. Like Eliezer says, it could be nana shalaki derech hana asai, or because it could be nana from the Afer. And Jesus gives answers that she doesn't mean that hana, or it's not going to be worth a pruta in that hana. Along comes the Ritva, and the Ritva says to both of these kashas and all three of these two roots, and Jesus says, the Ritva says to Jesus, you misunderstood the whole Mishnah. Hamakadesh misuri anoy inim kudeshes is not because it's not worth a pruta anymore, because since you can't eat it, so how much would somebody pay for it? It's because there's no bialos on misuri anoy. You go to McDonald's and you buy a cheeseburger and you take it out of the store. It's not yours. It's not your cheeseburger, so you can't be makadesh an issue with it. You makadesh an issue with something that you own. It doesn't have to be worth much. It can be worth one pruta. You go buy a bag of potato chips. You take out one potato chip and you give it to the isha. Inim kudeshesly. Maybe two potato chips, I don't know, it has to be a shavu pruta. But right, you say, unconditionally, that's fine. But it has to be your potato chips. When you go to McDonald's and you buy a cheeseburger and you bring it home with you, it's not yours, because there's no bialos on the Yisrael now. That's why she's saying the Mekudeshes. So all these, you could be nana shalaki derech hana asa, you could be nana from the Afer. You could, but like the Ritva says, the same way you could be nana from the Afer, anyone else could also be nana from the Afer, because it's not your Afer and Eshes. Right, if you burn the Yisuri Hanoah and you make it into ashes, so the Mishnah Temura says, by some Yisuri Hanoah, that those ashes are mutter. But it's not for you in particular that they're mutter, it's not yours, your bialos is gone. The ashes are mutter, so anyone could use them. But you can't be Mekadesh an Isha with something that anybody could use equally, because you have to give it something of your own. So the Mishalachar over there we have Machlaikis, Taisus and the Ritva. The Ritva is saying there's no bialos by Yisuri Hanoah, but Taisus, who asked all these kashas, it could be nana like this, it could be nana like this. Why aren't the Kedushin Michal? Taisa seems to hold that there is bialos on Yisuri Hanoah. There's a Tshuvas Harivash who has a more explicit discussion about this, and he clears the Chakira. He raises this question, the Taisa and the Ritva sort of, in from their Pshatim in the Mishnah, we gather what they hold. The Rivash discusses Lahedya this question, is there bialos on Yisuri Hanoah? He brings a nice raya from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's rather complicated, I'm going to go through very quickly. The Gemara, the halacha of Avodah Zarah, there's such a thing as bitul Avodah Zarah. That, let's say an idol is worshipped, so it's asur b'hanoah. If the worshipper is mabatalit, he says, I no longer believe in this idol. He does a maisa to reinforce that. So then the idol, then whatever, the camera that he was worshipping will become mutter b'hanoah. But only a goy can be mevatel his avodah zarah. A Jew can't be mevatel his avodah zarah. The Gemara says, and then the Gemara says, that let's say it was an avodah zarah of a goy, but a Jew came along and was kreina it, and then he wants to be mevatel it, he can't be mevatel it anymore, because now it's the avodah zarah of a Jew. So there's no more bittel, because the avodah zarah of a Jew now. Zok Rivash, I don't think, what do you mean, is the Avodah Zarah of a Jew? He says, no bialos on Yisuri Hanoah, he wasn't kaina. Good, it's lying, there's an idol, right, or a camera. The camera which is worshipped, it is lying on the ground, and it's Hefker, and I come along and I pick it up. But there's no and so the Gemara says, now there's no more bittul, because it just switched from being the Avodah Zarah of a Goy to the Avodah Zarah of a Yid. But that only makes sense if, by picking it up, I was kaina it. But if you say, like, the Ritva and Kedushin, that there's no bialos on Yisuri Hanoah, then I wasn't kind of it. So it should still be there by desire of a guy, and then Biddle should still help. So he said they have arrived in that Gemara that there is Bailos on Yisriyah. No. To come back to another in Yonah the Yomidika example, there's a Rambam. I think the Ksais brings, Ksais, not in the Ksais, but the Ksais has this discussion in two places. In his Sefer Ksais HaChayshin Simin Tav Vav, and in his Sefer Avni Meluim Simin Chav Ches. Chav Ches is a very, is probably the longest Simin in Avni Meluim. Sif, Ais Nun, either Nun Vav or Nun Ches, I think Ais Nun Vav. And over there, he makes a Geshmak Adiyah from the Rambam in Halachas Chametz U'Matzah. Famous Rambam, it's a famous Rambam for a lot of reasons. There's so many different sugyas that tie into this Rambam. But the Rambam says that if a person owns Chametz on Pesach, he doesn't get Malchus for that. But if a person, why? He's Oyver Bal Yorah Bal Yomatzah, he doesn't get Malchus because it's a Lav She'im by Ma'isa. He had a loaf of bread. He was sitting on his table. He was supposed to destroy it. He was shaved the altase. He abstained from, he didn't do his mitzvah. He didn't destroy it, so he still owns it. So he's over by Rabbi Yamatze, but he's being over without any maisa, so there's no malchus of that. Zok the Rambam, but there are cases where you're chayav malchus for by Rabbi Yamatze. For example, Zok the Rambam, he gives two examples. The one that's negayah for us is, if a person buys chametz on Pesach, then he's over by Rabbi Yamatze. Because now he owns chametz and it was Ayidei Maisa, because this chametz was in the store. Right? It was in Stop and Shop, and he went in and he paid money and he made it his. So it became his Ayidei Maisa. He was over by Rabbi Yamatze Ayidei Maisa. He's in the Alkas. In fact, it says a chayshen, but it's not his because you can't be kind to Yisriyah enough. There's no bailus on Yisriyah enough, then you can't be kind to Yisriyah enough. The Chere, I see from this Rambam, he speaks that it's not so Pashim, maybe you'll say there's an Asoya Kosov Ki'ilu. He says he doesn't think it's a star, but that the Asoya Kosov Ki'ilu would extend to this case. Be that as it may, he says, the Chere, there's a Raya from this Rambam that there is Bailos on Yisriyah or not. So we have our Gemara, we have the Gemara in Pesachim, right, about Shnei Gemara and Shaladam. We have the Matosis and the Ritva arguing about it. The guy with the Mekadesh B'Syria, I know you have the Rivash's rivaling around Abed Zara about something that picks up Abed Zara Shal Goy. You have the Rambam about something being Kain and Chametz on Pesach. But what we take away from this whole thing is that there's a very big unresolved question. There's no clear-cut correct answer to the question of is there Bailos on B'Syria, I know. Clearly it's a Machlokes B'Shanim. Some Rishonim held there is, some Rishonim held there isn't, some Rishonim may have serious about it, but it's an open question. So then our Gemara becomes a problem. Because the Rishash said that our Gemara is making a very clear-cut statement. Our Gemara is saying, Kivin Teshach HaBapurta Asra, V'iduch Lav Demar Ketavach. So our Gemara explicitly says that there's no Bailos on Yisriyah enough. So the Shaila is, how do you learn Pshat in our Gemara if you don't believe that there's no Bailos on Yisriyah enough? If you hold Lamash like Taisis and Kedushin, that there is Bailos on Yisriyah Anah, or like the Rambam perhaps, and the Rivash, that there is Bailos on Yisriyah Anah, then what's Pshat in our Gemara, that Lav Demari Ketavach? Why is it Lav Demari? Good, it's Aser. But it's his Shur that's Aser Ba'anah. I made his Shur into his Zivchim Ezer, it's Aser Ba'anah. But it's his Shur that's Aser Ba'anah. And then I shecht it. Why am I not Chayiv Dal Vahay for that? To be continued. Okay.
We're going to go into this topic?
What? Yeah, we're going to continue with this. What? No, I don't think so. No, we're gonna. That's just to give you the recap, and then we'll try to work out this gemara.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You're welcome. No, you know, I don't like for the sugi, you know, for the shir to really be like an all over shas kind of shir, but this piece of gemara happen. You know, sometimes there are sugis that really demand a little bit of, you know, just exposure to the background. Okay.